Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Lou Burdett. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. And now, play ball. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cline for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews takes first base on ball four. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mathews moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mathews moves to third. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunt covering, for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0-for-1 in the game. Cline hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moran. The throw from Crandall and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. One out. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisco for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larker hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-1 in the game. Snider hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snider who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0-for-0 in the game. Burdett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Burdett reaches third base with a triple. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0-for-2 in the game. Cline hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a pop-up towards first. Larker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling strikes out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron moves to third. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aaron scores. Matthews moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Braves. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. May hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Thornberry pinch hits for Galen Sisco. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Thornberry reaches second base with a double. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Marv Thornberry. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews juggles the ball. That's an error on Matthews. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt bunts towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Cannell moves to third. Hickman moves to second. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cline. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Cannell scores. Hickman scores. It's Braves, 2, Mets, 2. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to second for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 2 in the game. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Rod Cannell now playing left field. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Aaron pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Burdett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 2. The Mets will come to bat. Amado Samuel now playing shortstop. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell takes first base on ball 4. Moran moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hickman bunts in front of the plate. Crandall fields it and throws to first for the out. Moran moves to third. Cannell moves to second. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moran tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Mets. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Ken McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKenzie hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bowling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0 for 3 in the game. Cline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Braves 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett juggles the ball. That's an error on Burdett. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-3 in the game. Sherry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neal moves to third. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moran hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. May fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on May. Neal scores. Sherry goes all the way around to score. Moran moves all the way to home. It's 7-2, Mets. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cannell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hickman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, Mets. Denny Lamaster now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Cook pinch hits for Duke Snider. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Ken McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKenzie is 0-for-1 in the game. McKenzie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Cliff Cook now playing right field. Gil Hodges now playing first base. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews strikes out. One out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larker strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. May hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and Milwaukee Braves, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.